This episode is brought to you by KPMG Risk Services. KPMG believes that when you've earned the trust of all your stakeholders, that's when your business has a solid platform to grow. That's the trusted imperative. KPMG Risk Services develop and put in place dynamic risk strategies designed to help your business earn that all-important trust. Go to read.kpmg.us/trust to learn more.
Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey, let's talk about logic and emotion, or maybe better, rationality and emotion, or the role of reason in your life. I remember getting a call, expecting my massage therapist to arrive, and then he called me a few minutes before the session. He was down on the street, and he said there was only one parking space left close to my building, but the meter had an out-of-order sign on it, and he wanted to know if he could, that meant he could park there without getting a ticket. I had no idea. I said, I certainly wouldn't guarantee it, knowing the way governments work. And then, of course, he proceeded to explain to me all of the rational, logical reasons he should be able to park there without receiving a ticket. You know, the city maintained the space. It's their responsibility to keep it operating. And I couldn't help but start laughing. So he said, "Why are you laughing?" And I was, you know, my reply was, "You're kidding me, right? You're not actually talking about logic and expecting some bureaucratic government civil service employee to make a rational decision based on logic, are you?" And he thought about it and he started to laugh too. And that's not even a slam on bureaucratic government employees, although, okay, maybe a little bit. But even a lot of them are good people who they're just in this structure that then they choose to give away their free thinking, their logic, their reason, because they're in the bureaucracy and they let the bureaucracy overcome their thinking. And it's so easy to do. I mean, it reminded me of the time there I was at 3 a.m. under a street lamp in South Beach in the cocaine cowboy days of Miami, and I was rationally, logically explaining to a hopped up crackhead all of the logical, rational reasons he should just take my money and leave without shooting me. And I still have the bullet scar and the emotional scars to remind me of the success of that approach. Why do we do the things we do? What motivates us? And I think you'd agree that a great deal of them are emotional triggers, completely unrelated to logic. Most people do not do the rational thing, right? If people actually acted rationally, nobody would smoke, nobody would drink alcohol, nobody would take recreational drugs, or even most prescription drugs. Most religious leaders would be looking for work, and fast food outlets would all be bankrupt. But people don't make decisions, that many decided by reason, choosing instead to let emotion govern their actions and behaviors. So why do we do that, even when we know it's incongruent with our highest good? Why are so many of us out of shape yet still engaging in poor eating habits? Why are so many of us out of shape yet still don't exercise? What are the reasons? Mind viruses, physical addictions, self-hate, hatred. Let's say it's self-hatred is probably the better term. There's lots of reasons. First of all, we've been programmed by mind viruses to make bad food choices sound attractive, right? Instead of craving fruits and vegetables, we crave fake food. Of course, Doritos taste better than a carrot. That's because Doritos have been genetically manufactured to create the physiological craving in your body. The reason that Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke makes you, it's designed to make you to feed the bad bacteria in your intestine and give you a physical craving for more, for another one. So the mind viruses are certainly real, and then of course businesses and people and other companies, they take advantage of those, they exploit those mind viruses. And you have to say death wish behavior. Believe it or not, a lot of people do drugs and or even just eat unhealthy because they're acting out a death wish. Now, if you talk to them, they would vehemently deny it, but what's the reality? You know, if I learned anything when I went through therapy, I learned this. You don't judge people by what they say, but instead by their actions. If your husband tells you he loves you, but it's always manifesting deadlines, projects, and emergencies that keep him working 90 hours a week, something is incongruent. If your wife says you're sexy, but she only wants to have sex with you every 3 or 4 weeks, something is incongruent. If your boss tells you that you're indispensable and valuable to the company and part of the family, yet he or she keeps passing over you for raises and promotions, then there's a clue there for you. Always look at what the actions tell you. So think about this. What is the, we don't want to be just a, like when I started going through therapy, the first thing the therapist told me is you're totally in your head. Because in my case, I was the opposite of most people. I was total logic, intellect, and rationality because I didn't allow myself to experience emotions. I was emotionally crippled. I was building this wall around myself to protect myself from rejection or hurt. I had to learn how to, I was emotionally handicapped, right? So I had to learn how to express my emotions, how to accept my emotions. And so that led me to this study that I've been on for so many years since of how do you balance your rationality and your emotion? Because we do experience emotion and we're supposed to experience emotion. When somebody close to you dies and you're feeling so sad and somebody comes up to you and says, oh, don't feel sad, think of all the good times. No, that's crazy advice. You need to feel sad. It's normal to feel sad, right? But you don't want to stay feeling sad. So how does this play out in terms of success and prosperity, healthy relationships, your health and wellness? I think it's really important that you allow yourself to experience emotion, but you're introspective enough, you do the critical thinking enough to say, okay, why am I experiencing that emotion? Why does everything my spouse does makes me so angry? Well, you need to explore that, because that isn't about your spouse, that's about you. Why do I find this person so irritating? Well, there are things in that person that you fear in yourself. So it's, where I'm at this point of the introspection process is I believe I want to experience emotion. I allow myself to experience emotion. And then I also allow myself to think about that and question the premise. Why do I experience that emotion? And then how is that emotion serving me or not serving me? And I think that's really a fertile ground to do some critical thinking about. And I'm going to give you that as your homework for this episode. So think about it. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter. Always love to hear from you guys. And go out there and be amazing. Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture. So we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.